Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be joined by retired Lieutenant Colonel Carl Truman of Truman Law. Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Seth, yes. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Well, first of all, thank you for your military service.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was an honor.
Let's go back in time a little bit, because obviously that funneled into your successful legal career. So what inspired you to serve in the first place?
Well, ever since I was a child, I mean, there were two careers that I always wanted. And I think the inspiration came from my father. I wanted to be an Army officer, and I also wanted to be an attorney. So when I enrolled in college at University of Kentucky, I enrolled in Army ROTC and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in 1983 during the height of the Cold War, which it was an exciting time to be in the military. And I had a crossroad to choose from about going on active duty in the Army or going on to law school, because I got admitted into law school. So I actually had requested for Reserve Forces duty and stayed in the reserves to go to law school. And so I've been very fortunate that I've been able to do both careers from my lifelong dream simultaneously, to have my law career and a military career both at the same time.
That is absolutely incredible. I don't know too many people. I mean, either one of those is a more than full-time profession, obviously. So you said even when you were young, you wanted to be an Army officer and an attorney. The Army officer, probably more people can relate to, because when you're growing up, soldier, astronaut, baseball player, you know, whichever. Do you remember what inspired you when you were young to want to be a lawyer? I mean, I don't know if at 8 years old, I even knew what a lawyer was.
Well, I do. My father was an attorney.
Aha.
And so he was always an inspiration for me, because he believed in defending people and, you know, looking out for those who couldn't look out for themselves, those who needed help. He initially began his legal career in a private practice, but this was back in the 50s, and he was a great person, but not a great businessman. He was the type of lawyer that if you couldn't pay him, he still wanted to help you, even if you gave him a chicken. You know, he went to work for the federal government and got a job. First of all, he was an assistant attorney general for the state of Ohio, and then became a officer in the general counsel for the Army Corps of Engineers. And that, I think that kind of helped. He was in World War II, he was a merchant marine on a ship. But I think, so that kind of inspired me in the military and being around the Army. Even though he was in civilian in the Army, just being around that environment, you know, really did inspire me. And then plus his passion for helping people as an attorney also really inspired me.
And then now in law school, and then when you got out, you could have chosen any area of law. How did you arrive on personal injury?
Well, when I first graduated from law school, I started my career as a deputy prosecuting attorney and chief deputy prosecuting attorney, which still kind of goes into the theme. I mean, you know, we're as a prosecutor in law enforcement, you know, we're here to look out for people, defend those who the victims, you know, take a look out for people. I was actually promoted to chief deputy prosecutor for my county, and I really enjoyed being a prosecutor. I enjoyed my relationships with law enforcement and the detectives and really, you know, investigating cases. But I knew it wasn't a long-term career. So I always, because I always wanted to have my own law practice. And so then, you know, I was able to launch my own law firm. The Carl Truman Law Office started with just me. Literally, I was the Carl Truman Law Office. And then 6 months later, I hired a secretary. And then just over the years, been able to grow and flourish after that. So it's been a journey.
What do you think are some of the most common misconceptions people have about personal injury law?
I think some of the common misperceptions is that, you know, lawyers are just chasing after, are ambulance chasers. You know, we hear that word. And I'm not going to say there aren't any, but, you know, most of the credible people, you know, that I consider myself to be one, really believe it as a mission, as a purpose, to do the right thing and to take at, you know, look after people and, you know, to hold those wrongdoers accountable, whether it's a, you know, a person negligently driving, drunk driver, a company that makes defective products that hurt people or defective drugs. So most of us are really passionate about what we do.
Now, you are in a specialty that is incredibly competitive to the point where I don't know what it's like where you are, but in our neck of the woods, I can't drive down the thruway without a number of billboards. Mm-hmm. And I can't turn on the TV without, you know, every commercial break having some type of personal injury commercial. How do you differentiate yourself? How do you stand out?
Well, absolutely, because that is a difficult thing to stand out among the clutter, because there are so many people from all over the country advertising in our own community. One of my personal frustrations are, you know, we have attorneys from Florida who are here blasting the airwaves. And, but, you know, so my concern is that the consumer, the person that needs representation doesn't always realize when you call that number, it's actually ringing in Orlando, Florida. You know, when you look up somebody on the internet, you know, are you ever even going to meet that person? So what distinguishes me is that I'm here. I my passion for giving back in the community. I'm out in the community. I'm donating to veterans groups. Primarily veterans groups is my passion. You know, just yesterday I was participating in a bike run for Toys for Tots, you know, raising money for Toys for Tots. So I think that's the important thing that distinguishes me is that, you know, I live here, I know the streets, I give back to the community. It's a passion to participate and actually get out and volunteer and do things, whether it's taking World War II veterans to DC for honor flight or helping other veteran groups raise money for homeless veterans, preventing veteran suicide, all these things that I'm here doing that you won't see other lawyers on TV out there doing.
You talk a lot about the importance of taking care of your clients and protecting them and working with them and actually having, you know, one-on-one interactions. It's not another, not a number. It's not a, it's not a lawsuit factory. Talk a little bit about kind of your personal attention and how they work with your firm.
Well, working with my firm is important to us, is one of our core values is treating everyone with dignity and respect and customer service. That is a very important part. And what I instill in all of my employees is looking out for our clients and taking care of our clients. Yes, you know, you mentioned about some of the factories or mills is what we call them oftentimes in the legal community, where, you know, you might call that number and it's a huge call center room just going from one call to the next, you know, going through attorneys, going through paralegals, and it's just like you're really just a number, in my opinion. Where we want to be a personal approach, you know, if someone wants to talk to me, if a client needs to talk to me, they can talk to me. If they want to come in and meet with me, I will meet with them. Is you're not going to get a runaround. You're not going to, you know, some of these attorneys, again, you see on TV, if you were to ask to speak to them, you know, they would find every excuse why you can't do that because they're not even here. So this customer service and treating everyone with courtesy, respect, like they are a VIP because they are. And that's what's important to us.
That makes a lot of sense. Talk a little, I got to ask, talk a little bit about the Carl Truman Mustang.
Well, one of the things that that people love is I have a Mustang GT that we put in parades, events, and it's got my logo on it. It's got my military emblems. It's got all the military emblems, an eagle on the hood. And so we drive that out to events, car shows, bike events. And, people really love it. It's a lot of fun to drive because it's a 6-speed, 5-liter GT, which will get up and move. But, I told my wife she got to slow down now that my logo's on the side. I can't have any YouTube videos of a trooper pulling it over.
That is now the next. You are absolutely right. It would not do, and it would also really not do well for the personal injury car to be in an accident.
Right, exactly. And now the next thing, I just got for bike events, I got a slingshot, if you're familiar with what a slingshot is. So we're going to be participating with a lot more. Well, we do participate with a lot of bike. We support a lot of bike events, such as the Combat Veteran Motorcycle Association and other bike events that in the community. But now we're going to be out there riding with a slingshot out there with the bikers.
That is awesome. You've written a number of publications appealing your ERISA long-term disability claim, 7 fatal mistakes that could wreck your auto case, Fight the VA and win, 7 mistakes that can ruin your Social Security disability claim, and the guide to protecting motorcyclists in Indiana and Kentucky. What inspired you to start writing?
Well, as you mentioned, I've written several books on different topics because I believe in giving information. You know, the legal process and all these, this information shouldn't be a secret. It should be out there to give to the consumer, give to the public, because I believe a better informed client is a better client. I want the clients to know, you know, what are some of the basics? What are some of the tips that I've learned over the years? You know, like the VA book, how do you appeal a claim? What is involved with going through, you know, the examination? Whether it's tips on how to avoid mistakes in a motorcycle crash or an automobile crash or appealing your Social Security disability claim, some of the mistakes that I've seen. So I just want to get that information out there so everybody can really learn from that and be better informed.
You served as a past president for the Clark County Bar Association. You were honored with the Consumer Advocate Award by the Indiana Trial Lawyers Association for your work with the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. You volunteer pretty much everywhere. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about, I mean, your passion is obvious. Well, talk a little bit more about what you like so much about what you're doing.
Well, there are a lot of things that I like about what I'm doing. And number one is, it's kind of become a cliche of attorneys to say, well, I'm here to help people. Well, you know, but it's what do we do to show our helping people? Is it there's more to helping people than just getting good verdicts and settlements. But so giving back to these and being, and I'm very proud to be able to be recognized for my contribution to, to give back. Like one of the things that I'm proud of is being recognized. You mentioned I did pro bono, which means free legal work for victims of the 9/11 compensation fund after the World Trade Center attack in 2001. So, I provided free legal service for victims to get reimbursement from the compensation fund. And so been a board member of the Indiana Trial Lawyers Association for many years, been very active in both Kentucky and Indiana Trial Lawyers Association. And other recognitions, something that I'm very proud of is that I have become board certified as a civil trial specialist by the National Tort Board of Trial Advocacy. So, and the reason I'm proud of that is that's not something you just write a check and become a member. It's a very rigorous process. You've actually had to try cases, a certain number of cases. You actually had to do a number of depositions, sit for a day-long written examination on civil pretrial procedure and ethics, and have recommendations from other lawyers, one of whom is a lawyer you had to have actually opposed in the courtroom, has to give you a recommendation. So that can be, challenging, and judges. So all of those things and all those recognitions, other recognitions that I'm particularly proud of is that I'm a member of what's called the Million Dollar Advocates Forum and the Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum, which means that, you know, I have received settlements in excess of, you know, several million dollars. And so to be able to have that kind of recognition from my peers and the other awards and recognitions. You mentioned that I was president of my local bar association. So it's all these things are a culmination of a career that has spanned over 30 years and a lot of hard work, a lot of late nights, a lot of weekends. You know, I remember my daughter was, when my daughter was little, she would say, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to become an attorney and take over my daddy's law firm. She didn't say go work for my daddy. She said, I'm going to take over for my daddy's law firm. And I said, when she was in college, I said, so Beth, are you going to still be an attorney? And she says, heck no, I see how hard you work. I'm not working that hard.
Wow, that's a great story. You give advice to your clients every day. What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Oh my, that's wow, that's a tough one. I think kind of sums up when I was a teenager in high school in Taylorsville, Kentucky, population 980. I worked at a local small town grocery store, and the owner Harry said, "If you're leaning, you should be cleaning." So the message is, don't be sitting around wasting time. You know, you need to be doing something. You need to keep moving, keep making progress, keep moving along. So I think that little lesson from my high school after school job really sums it up.
Absolutely. When you aren't in the office and when you aren't volunteering, what do you do for fun?
Well, since I retired from the Army Reserve in 2009, you know, looking back at that, I mean, that was my second job. Looking back, how did I even do it all back then? I wonder about. But since then, my passion has become sailing. I've become received my Merchant Marine credential from the Coast Guard. So I'm a licensed Coast Guard boat captain. So my wife and I have a sailboat, and so that's really one of our passions. I've had to taper back my running a little bit. I ran completed 18 full marathons. So
wow.
That was one of my hobbies. Kind of had to retire from the full marathons, gotten a little rough these days, but still enjoy running and getting out on the water.
That is amazing. How are clients finding you?
Well, the biggest way clients find us is our presence in the community. I mean, so often, you know, of course we ask people, how did you find us? And they'll say word of mouth. I just heard of him. And that's a huge compliment. I treasure that. And I value that. And I don't take that for granted, you know, because every day, you know, being out there in the community is so important. But, you know, I do have a strong television presence. And I really believe in that my commercials are tasteful. I don't get into the cheesy stuff, you know, the phony stuff that just to get attention. I really believe in the message that I'm sending to allow people to find me, and, you know, our strong social media presence, just to be out there on social media, let people know what we're doing in the community.
Anything else you want to share that I haven't thought to ask you yet?
Well, I just appreciate being able to be on your podcast to get the message out and let people know the things that we're doing in the community, and you know, just to be able to be out there and let people know that we're here and we want to give back and you know, we're here when people need us.
And you are in the process of launching your own show. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, exciting new thing that I'm launching is, again, talking about giving out to the community and information, is to launch my own podcast and be able to interview community leaders. I know I'm lining up several prominent union members, union leaders about the community and you know, maybe some medical issues. So that's very exciting, something I've never done before. And, you know, I'll learn from lessons from your podcast to find out how to do it.
Well, thank you very much. We will make sure to put a link in the show notes, not only to your website, trumanlaw.com, but also the Colonel's Corner podcast when it launches. This has been Seth Green. I've been here with Carl Truman of Truman Law. Carl, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
All right. Thank you. It's been great.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.